How do you feel now? I mean,
I'm good. Tired, but good. Just got finished working out, and it's time for me to get an ice tub.
But as far as all those little, you know, the hits you said you had, that kind of thing, do you feel like you're over all that, those little things now?
I mean, it's football, so, you know, it's really not like something that's going to go away. You know, it's going to be there until, you know, the season's over with. But it really doesn't matter right now, to tell you the truth.
There's a lot of young guys in this locker room that have never been to the playoffs, and it's been a while since the Broncos have been, but you've been in the last couple seasons. What can you tell them about what it takes to close out a season strong and what it means to get, you know, to actually get there?
I mean, it's like, it's kind of hard to say it right now because they're not in front of you, like talking to you guys, but it's really, you have to want it. You know, you gotta go out there and tell yourself that, okay, I need to do this. You can't go out there being selfish. You know, it's going to be a team effort. You got to go out there, and when your number's called, you need to go out there and make a play and just go from there. You know, everything will fall into place for us. Unfortunately, you know, things didn't go the way we wanted to the last couple of weeks. But, you know, hey, I think we all get paid for the situation we're coming up with right now against Kansas City. We got those guys coming in, and I think we're well prepared for them. You know, we know what they're going to do, so it's nothing new to us. Just we need to go out there and finish and play.
I know you got hurt early in the Kansas City game last time, but then you guys ran, I think, what, 55 times. Do you expect to be able to go out and run against them
as
again?
A unit? Yes, I think we are. We expect that to do it as a unit. You know, I expect to be playing, and you know, everybody else is expected to be out there. So that's a good thing about it.
Fans are beside themselves at Kyle Orton, the chief. They're all worried that that's somehow going to sabotage you guys. You worried about that at all in the locker room?
No, I'm not worried about it. I don't think our defense is worried about it either. We know Kyle's a good quarterback. But as long as we go out there and play Bronco football.
Is it fair to say some things are different from the time when he was here?
Well, it is different. You know, two different quarterbacks. So, of course, it's going to be different.
What about defensively? Will he have any edge there?
Defensively, I think we're a different team from the beginning of the season, you know, when Kyle was here. Right now, those guys are on a roll, and it's the offensive job to get up to their level. You know, they're playing at a high level, and we need to get on their level, basically.
Have you ever seen anything like this? You've been in the NFL a long time, where a guy gets cut from a team, comes back, playoffs on the line, and it's like the guy replaces him against the guy that cut. I mean, it's pretty good drama.
I mean, I haven't been a part of something like that, not quarterback-wise, but, you know, as far as receivers or defensive linemen, something like that, I've been a part of something like that. But, you know, it's the NFL. Anything can happen.